Hey, what's going on, guys? So I wanted to do kind of a life update, kind of just an update on some things. Got some great news. Got a lot of good news, apparently. So as you guys probably don't know, I got me a second job, and I was working like 70 hours a week. I actually have not had more than 2 days off since April. So past four, almost 5 months, I have worked every day twice to pay off my last bit of debt, the last final bit of debt other than my car payments. And I'll own my car in November, so I'm doing good there. But I have only had 2 days off since April, two full days. Other than that, I've worked one job or the other or both. So let me tell you a little bit about what was going on in my personal life. Not getting into too much detail, but I had an outstanding bill that kept accumulating. And it was had to do with health insurance. And they kicked me off because I was making too much money. It was Medicare, Medicaid, one of those two. Anyway, they kicked me off because I made too much money. And then they kept charging me about $300 a month. They kept charging me. And I was calling them and talking to them saying, hey, like, you guys, I'm you kicked me off. I got the letter. I haven't sent them the letter. And I went down to their office telling them, look, I'm not paying this outstanding bill because you guys are not doing your job. You guys are charging me after you kicked me off the roster. There's no reason for me to pay this. Other than that, I was doing fine. Then they threatened to garnish my wages. They threatened to sue me, whatever. All this legal stuff. So I was about to contact a lawyer saying, look, like, Medicaid's threatening to sue me and or garnish my wages, even though they kicked me off of the clientele list. There's no reason for me to be charged. So I was about to, like, you know, threaten with some legal action. Well, that never happened, thank goodness. Because after about a year and a half of being charged, about $350 to $400 a month, I got a letter this past weekend saying that my debt has been paid in full, they made a mistake, and all the charges were reversed. So I never paid for anything, but it was a looming bill that I had to deal with. So that's why I got my second job at pizza delivery, and that's why I was working so much to pay off that debt, because they were threatening to, you know, garnish my wages and all type of stuff, and I didn't want that. But at the same time, I was kind of getting legal with them. And they weren't budging. They just weren't budging. So they kept charging me. And it was annoying. So I think I paid them like $150 out of the whole year and a half. And I'm getting that back. I'm actually getting that in the form of a check. So they're paying me back what I've already paid. They canceled everything. They canceled my debt because it was their fault. Well, what's really great about that is there's no reason for me to have a second job anymore. There's no reason. There's no incentive to be working 7 days a week, two times a week, getting only 5 hours of sleep every 24 hours. Because that's what was happening. I was only getting 5 hours of sleep every day. And I was working twice. So I put in my 2 week notice at my pizza job. I'm just up the street from the doggone job. I'm only 5 minutes away. I'm walking distance. And put in my 2 week notice. So that frees up a lot of time, much needed time for myself, for my mental health, for church, reading, studying for computers, all that stuff. All the stuff I was wanting to do this summer, now I can actually do it. So I am thrilled. Another thing, I got me a surprise check from the IRS. They messed up my taxes. They sent me a check. I cashed it in, and I'm going to use it to get my car fixed. So those two announcements are really, 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 really the good news. I was all within 2 days this past weekend, so it's been a good weekend. But I have some sad news. I did suffer a loss in the family. My dad's grandma died. So she lived to be 100 years old. It was her time. She just kind of went away. She just kind of, you know, she just kind of left here. She died peacefully. She gave her body to science, so we're not having a funeral. That sucks. Not even cremation, nothing. So that's weird. But you know, I decided to take a little bit of time to kind of like deal with that, see how my parents were doing and stuff, kind of look after the family and stuff. And, what's another thing I'm doing? Yeah, I've been trying to do better with my life personally. I'm going to be paying off my phone and getting a flip phone. Well, I already have a flip phone. I'm actually recording this video on my flip phone as we speak, but I'm actually going to be deactivating it. My smartphone. I don't need it. There's no reason for me on social media. It's all a trap. And, I'm just going to leave it in my basement and not use it. If I need to use it for crypto, I can always charge it up and use it for crypto. But other than that, there's no reason for me to do anything anymore. I got me a tablet. I can study. I can do Uber and Lyft on it. I can do DoorDash on the tablet. I'm fine. So that's a big thing for me. The flip phone has maps. It has YouTube. I'm good. It has text, all that. So that's fun. And then, what else? The channel's going great. So I want to take this time to thank you guys for, you know, liking the videos, subscribing, commenting. I see the comments. I see every single comment. Sometimes I wake up to like 30 notifications. I'm like, whoa, what a great morning or what a great night. I'm glad you guys like the channel. I really am. And I'm glad that you guys care enough to like, dislike. Either way, you guys gave attention to your channel. So you guys could have looked at anything else, but you guys decided to look at me. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I really don't say that enough, but I need to start saying that. I am streaming on Kick. I kind of stream on Kick. I don't have a mic yet. That's the one problem. I don't have a mic. I need to get me a mic. Probably from Amazon or something like that, or Micro Center or whatever. But after I get my car fixed, after I pay my bills this week, I'm going to look into getting a mic and I can start live streaming and start doing commentary on Red Pill content on Kick. So when I have that set up and I'm ready to go, I'm going to start leaving a link down on my videos, all of them from here on out, from like probably next week or something when I get my mic. Yeah, that's primarily it. And I kind of wanted to end the video with a Simtail. Who wants to hear a Simtail? I know you guys love them. I love them. Simping. This was about 18 years ago. This one I haven't talked about, and I forgot about it until like last week. I want to talk about the time a girl wanted to drive my car, and I let her, and she crashed it. Well, she damaged it. She didn't crash it. She damaged it. And I paid for it. All right. So I was like 17, 18 years old. All right. This girl, I worked with her. She was probably on drugs. I didn't know it because I was stupid and naive and autistic, but whatever. Yeah. She had a lot of problems. She was a broken girl. Like all the girls I know are broken. But she was really broken. She was really messed up. She needed therapy. And her car was messed up. And we were driving around. And I had been paying a car payment on this car. My first time paying a car payment ever. I was living paycheck to paycheck. I was poor. And she was like, "Hey, Red Knight, can I like, you know, drive your car like around the corner?" I said, "Okay, fine." Because I was kind of like eating. And we were driving somewhere anyway. And she drove it and she hit a curve. She hit a rock, some sort of pothole. She damaged it. And it was on me. I'm not going to lie. It was on me. Don't let anyone drive your car like a freaking idiot, like a faggot. But, yeah, I shouldn't have done that. That was that. It was all my fault. But I was 17, 18 years old. And, she was crying and stuff. The girl stuff. I should have kicked her out and just left her stranded, let her get like murdered or whatever. But I was like, look, it's not that bad, and it wasn't that bad. And retrospect, it wasn't that bad, but it was enough to like, you know, get it repaired. You know, she didn't have any money. We didn't have any money, so she gave me like $100 and let me touch her boob, and I was like, ooh. Not even just with clothes on, because, you know, whatever. And then, that was basically it. She basically beat out a damaged vehicle off of boobs. This is when I knew Raziah. This is Raziah, where they were talking about. So, insurance paid for the car, got it fixed for free, whatever, because it was an act of nature, basically, quote unquote. Yeah, not good on my part. I was very stupid back then. It was like 2005, 2006. So I was really young. It was half my life ago. Yeah, that was a pretty bad day or night. And we were still friends afterwards because he was the only girl that I ever like been around. So simp. Yeah, so a 17, 18 year old me was really stupid. So don't do that. yeah, I was thinking back and I was like, oh my gosh, well, what was I thinking back then? I wasn't thinking. I wasn't. So, I don't know. Then I cut her off finally, and she, like, ended up, you know, getting beat up and stuff, and her old boyfriend, like, supposedly assaulted her, essayed her and stuff, and I'm like, why don't you call the cops? And she never did. And I'm like, stupid idiot, stupid cunt. But anyway, that is it. Hopefully you guys liked the video. This little life update, sim tale, my minor sim tale, and I'm live streaming on Kick, you know, for fun. I'm not expecting to make anything off of that, so. All right, that's it. Okay, bye, guys.